Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Here it is, March 30, 2025. We're looking forward to this week is going to be Liberation Day on the 2nd. This is coming up this Wednesday. So first of all, we'll have the April Fools, which is the day we commemorate that the Egyptians went into the Red Sea. So we got a big week coming up. So we'll see what's happening. And they are trying so hard to start a war. They are really, really trying to get us involved in a war. And so we'll talk about that. I want to also talk about what's going on with Elon. And, you know, the attacks on him are outrageous. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this very interesting controversy about RFK. I want you guys to know about that. And some interesting things about health news that really, really go along with what, you know, we've talked about, that we're going to have 1,000 years of health. And we're going to live long, long, long lives. So let's get started. This is that verse that I'm reading there is Joel chapter 2. If you're not familiar with that passage, of course, if you've been here a while, you probably got it memorized. But this is about us. We're this great and mighty army that has appeared. We don't jostle each other. We move in the exact right position. And the Lord is at the head of the column. He's leading us with a shout. I just love that passage. And it's from the book of Joel chapter 2. And it's talking about, like I said, us, this great army. So definitely, if you're interested in finding out more about the great news about end times, please go to freedomforce.live/endtimes. One word, end times. And you will find out it's the end for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. And it's going to be, you'll love it. You'll love it, love it, love it. And you won't be able to be worried and scared about all the stuff that they talk about. So actually check into this on the End Times page. You'll see a couple videos over there that help you to see the wonderful truth. I don't know why the screen's not refreshing. But anyway, yeah, there it is. Now it's coming. So it's a couple videos really giving a counter to what we were taught all of our lives, and with media and the news. There's a 4-minute video right there about end times and how it's the truth about it, as well as the books that I have written. This is the Decode of Revelation, and here's the one major clues for minor prophets. Joel is a minor prophet, and for those of you who never read the minor prophets, I really encourage you to read this book and maybe listen to the audiobook. The audiobook is right here, and you'll see they told us about this great day. Humanity's been waiting for this great day, and we have a front row seat, and we are getting to fight in this great battle to
to save humanity. And also this one right here, this is biblical. I just shared the other day. I hope you guys watched it. Did you guys see the listen to the chapter in the audiobook about the Baal worshipers, the basically the Set cult. And this is who we're up against. That they've reared their ugly head, you know, all this evil that they do that we have discovered. And so, yeah, this is, I talk about this in this book, as well as 17 Bible stories, Esther and crossing the Red Sea, all these that we are experiencing right now. This is what we're doing right now. We're experiencing that. So don't forget, hit the like button right now before we forget, because we're going to get started and go through a lot of great stuff. Hit the like button. Don't forget your bell is rung so that when you, so you'll get notified when we have a video coming up. All right. So we've done a couple surprise videos this week, so I don't want you to miss them. All right. So this is what Tulsi Gabbard, our new D&I, of course, don't forget, you know, you think of her as a Republican. She's not really a Republican. She's always been a Democrat. And so we really don't have, I really feel like we're in the day, we don't have Democrats or Republicans anymore, right? We have MAGA and we have people who are burning things down. That's basically what we've got. The Democrat Party is in shambles, and really the Republican Party is pretty much too. And we have MAGA. And so she is MAGA. Right. And so is RFK. So is, so is Ramaswamy. And it's really an amazing thing, because most people who are, you know, maybe have been in the Democrat Party, they're like, I can't be a part of this mayhem. So now they can come to our side because they say, hey, if Tulsi Gabbard is in, you know, working with Trump, maybe I can too. So this was, of course, genius. And you know, we have so much in common that they've always tried to divide us. All right, so here's what she posted. She said, President Trump is the president of peace. He is ending bloodshed across the world and will deliver lasting peace in the Middle East. Where Joe Biden failed, President Trump will succeed. And this is where the post was from Rapid Response. Rapid Response is they're getting all kinds of videos and truth out constantly. So it's really a great one to follow. Every day, we're keeping our promises to the Muslim community. My administration is engaged in relentless diplomacy to forge a lasting peace in the Middle East, building on the historic Abraham Accords. Our wonderful president of peace. Love it. I love it. All right. So don't forget that Tulsi is actually, I think she's Hindu. So, you know, he's showing also not only she's a woman, she was a Democrat, and she's Hindu. And we have common ground. How about that? You know, because America surpasses all those these things as far as everyone joining together for the good of humanity and for the good of America. All right. So, what is going on right now in the warmongering? I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but they are desperately trying to start to drag America into a war with Russia. And so she is saying that he is the president of peace. So this morning, there was a post, I just put it out on the social media. If you don't know where that is, go to freedomforce.live, and you'll see all the social media there and join with us there. And so you can be a part of our army and communicate with everyone. But he said this morning that, who was it saying this? Was it Maria Bartiromo? Anyway, that he is, what was it he was saying? Hang on. Let me go back and look. I'm going to forget exact. I want to say the exact right thing that he said. Okay. Bear with me real quick. My eyes are, I'm losing it. Okay. Here it was. Okay. I should drag it over. This is on Meet the Press. And they're saying, because the NATO warmongers are desperate. Okay, I'm saying this. That they're desperately trying to start this, to drag us into this war. President Trump is saying no to war and yes to tariffs. Okay, this is what she said on Meet the Press this morning. Just hours ago, President Trump called me to tell me that he's pissed off, that's what he said, with the Russia's President Putin and threatened to impose secondary tariffs on Russia's oil. Okay. So she's saying that he's all upset with Putin. Okay. And that's what she's saying. This is clearly Meet the Press is not it's not Fox News. It's not a Republican leaning or a right leaning group. So they're saying he's upset with Putin. So, okay. But he's saying, I'm going to tariff him. Bad, bad, bad Putin. I'm going to tariff you. Right? And so that's the whole point, is he's going to say no to war and yes to tariffs. And if there's a problem, we'll resolve it with economically, not with killing innocent people. Why did anyone ever think that killing innocent people was the answer to solving this international conflict? And that's what he's trying to say. And so when NATO, all these NATO countries, and we're part of NATO, of course, we're the biggest one. We've been paying for all these wars for all this time out of your tax dollars and mine. This has been going, all these years we've been causing all these wars, but the NATO countries, the other ones, have not really been paying. But now they see that we're not interested in going to war, so they're saying, we're going to pony up and we're going to send our troops and we're going to do all this. Well, you can go ahead and do that, but we're not going to do it. That's what he's saying. Okay, I want you to know that he's saying we're not going to, to do the tactile war where innocent people are killed on both sides. And he was saying yesterday, he, cares about the children of Ukraine. This is just a different way. No one has ever talked about it like this before. That he cares about the children of Russia, the youth of Russia, the youth of Ukraine. He cares about these families. He cares about the people. And so he doesn't want, how many times does he have to say he doesn't want to go to war? All right, but I want you to know what's been going on between Russia and Ukraine. Okay, so we have all this supposedly coming to a ceasefire. President Trump gets on the, we send over the delegation over to resolve this with Ukraine. They send over the peace negotiation document information to Putin. And then, what ends up, President Trump ends up calling him and they make good progress. Well, what ends up happening? Well, last week, they're literally, Zelensky put out something that Putin's going to die soon. Literally, that's what he said. I've got the video. It might be on this clip. He says, yeah, he's going to die soon, so don't worry about it. And then 2 days later, one of the limousines in Putin's entourage blew up. Do you think that's a coincidence? I don't. Okay, so I want you to see this. This is from RT News. And just so you know, RT News has been banned. So what does that tell you? They are getting out the truth, okay? And so that people don't, like Russian Times. They don't want people to know what's really going on and, give the other side of the story. Okay, so this is why I'm going to play it right here. And thankfully, because on, the channels that we're on right now, we're able to do it. Now, I will tell you, we're able to share this information. X will allow us to, Rumble will allow us to, Telegram will allow us to, which is so great. But I will say that I have been, just hemorrhaging viewers. So I would really encourage you to make sure that you are, follow our channel, and because you might get removed. A lot of people have been removed, 1,000 this week, which is, whatever. It's that they are always attacking me. So I guess that tells me I'm doing something right. All right, so I want you to hear what he has to say on what RT had to say about this.
In what could be one of the most dangerous war escalations yet in the 3+ year Russia-Ukraine NATO proxy war conflict, in the early morning hours today, right outside the FSB headquarters in Moscow, one of Vladimir Putin's fleet of armored limousines exploded and then burned. It's being treated as some type of act of terrorism, especially because just 3 days ago, the dictator of Ukraine, Zelensky, said, oh, Putin's old, he'll be dead soon, or maybe dead sooner because of something else, so I'm not worried this is all coming to an end.
Суспільство залежить, але і залежить від його років. Він помре скоро, це факт, і все закінчиться. Тобто його питання він може закінчити до того, як він, скажімо так, закінчить своє абсолютно безпечне і невдале історичне життя. І ось чого він боїться.
And we have the deputy head of the unelected EU Commission a month ago saying, oh, we're going to win this war with Russia and then break Russia up in five parts. And then, of course, 2 days ago, they had an emergency war summit, the UK, France, Zelensky, and others, and said, we're sending troops, meaning France and England, directly in to Ukraine to fight the Russians directly. Now, advisors have already been there throughout the last 3 years. But now they're saying, oh, if any of our troops get killed, we count that as an act of war against those NATO nations. Now, many NATO nations are refusing to pony up the tens of billions of dollars for the war. They see Trump's pressure. They want to bring it to an end. But over 30 different organizations like NATO, the EU bureaucracy itself, and countries like the UK and France, the Netherlands, Sweden, say they intend to go directly to war with Russia. Now, back in August of 2022, Alexander Dugin's daughter...
Okay, by the way, do you think that Russia is afraid of Sweden? Come on now, come on. So again, that is why this very morning President Trump responded saying, you know, he's, you know, really, you know, mad at Putin, but, you know, he's naughty, naughty. We're going to get him with those tariffs. Okay? He's trying to get all this bluster, but not with tactile war. Okay? And some people are calling, and I'm probably one of them, to let's just get out of NATO. Because if NATO is just going to be warmongering and causing wars, then it's not fulfilling the mission for which it was created. It was supposed to cause peace, and it's done anything, but that tells you it's not controlled by peacemakers, it's controlled by the warmongers. So anyway, I thought this was a really good clip. I wanted you to hear some more.
Daria Dugina was blown up in Moscow. He was supposedly going to be in the car, but he took another car. He saw his daughter blown up in front of him. What horrific images, as the philosopher and political analyst sat there and literally watched his daughter burn up in a car that had just been destroyed by explosives. And of course, the Ukrainian government was very, very proud of what they did. So this is a very serious situation. NATO for 15 years has been starting this fight. We have people like Soros, George Soros, bragging about it. NATO has totally encircled Russia. They just had a coup in Romania when they elected a president who wanted to not be part of the war. This is all out in the open now. This is total tyranny. And now France, the UK, and other nations are sending troops directly in to fight the Russians. I just pray that President Trump, Putin, and others can somehow de-escalate this, but there is now no intention by major members of NATO and others to ever stop this war, because they've admitted it is politically how they want to try to stay in power as the unelected EU bureaucracy. The commission comes under more and more heat as populist movements expand. They've said, we want to have a war to crack down domestically and be able to hold a nuclear war gun to the population of the world's heads if we don't go along with their system. So yes, Trump.
Right. That's what this is all about. It's not about anything but the New World Order staying in power with their minions that are at the head of the NATO countries. And we see through it. We all see through it. And none of us have any stomach for going to war. President Trump doesn't have any stomach for going to war. And so this is where we are, you know, in the timeline. So I find this, you know, very interesting. Let's just see what happens into April. But we're not going to play that. And so then the next thing is what else might they pull? Okay. So just buckle up, just hold on tight, and just know that President Trump is knows the best thing to do. And none of this is a surprise. They've known this chessboard. And what are the options? And here we are at the end of the game to defeat them. And this is their only option, is to have, you know, have nuclear war. And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. So anyway, just don't worry. Yeah. Thank you, H. Clay. And yes, I'm going to keep trying. And so they're saying keep sharing all this truth. So the reason I'm sharing this is so that you guys understand that we are not going to, you know, whatever they try to do, we're not going to, you know, play that. We're not going to go to any war. President Trump is the president of peace. And you know, as long as they know that we are not having any desire to go to war, that we're pushing back on that, the whole concept, that whole idea, we're not interested. And they see these, you know, they see the posts that we're putting out. You know, they've got, you know, all these algorithms, they can tell what is the mood of the people. Well, we're in no mood to go to war. That will help support President Trump. Our job as the Freedom Force Battalion is to help support him in whatever he is doing and to get the truth out. So that's what we're going to do, right? Yes, I agree, Trapper 220. You're calling a Zionist. I call also New World Order. Just all these, the little horn. The Bible calls it the little horn. This little group at the top of the pyramid that is continually trying to keep control over humanity. But this is the day, no doubt about it. This is the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. That's what we're going to do. And if you're not familiar with why I believe that's the case, then go to, again, freedomforce.live. Let me show you. I know you guys have seen this, but we're going to do it real quick. When you go to freedomforce.live and you scroll down just a little bit, you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. And it's not coming up. Yes, there it is. When you scroll down, you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. He says, when you see that sign, this is it. This is the end of it. This is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Basically, that's what he said would happen. And that's what we're watching. We are the ones he's gathered together and have chosen ones to from the four corners of the earth to fight alongside him. All right, so I wanted you to see that. Now, the next thing is, let's talk about Doge. This is very interesting. It says Elon Musk is to step down from Doge after $1 trillion deficit reduction. And he says that's going to be in May. All right. So, you know, this is the thing. You know, it's not just about saving the money. It's about reworking the whole system so that it doesn't happen again. Because we know that if he can go in and clean it up and get it all sorted, but they'll go back and undo what he's done. So he's saying, though, let me just read to you maybe some of his comments. Based on most recent information available, there are indications Elon Musk might be planning to step down from his role at the Department of Government Efficiency by the end of May 2025. Now, this is funny because not 3 weeks ago, he was saying that he was going to probably be in there for another year. Remember that? But maybe, because this is a lot, you know, they're making some changes because of all these attacks on him. I don't know. Posts on X and various sources, including an article from the Asbury Park Press dated March 28th, report that Musk announced during a Fox News interview his intention to resign from this position in the Trump administration after achieving $1 trillion reduction in the U.S. deficit. He reportedly stated that he expects to accomplish most of the necessary work within 130 days from the start of Trump's term, which began, of course, January 20th, 2025. So that would bring us to late May. Okay, so that's still 2 months away. A lot of things could happen in that time. However, this information is not definitively confirmed by an official statement from Musk or the Trump administration as of my last update. The reports stem from Musk's comments on the interview where he expressed confidence in meeting his cost-cutting goals by that time. And he said this, I think we will have accomplished most of the work required to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion within that time frame. Some skepticism exists as seen in posts on X questioning the certainty of his departure with sentiments like, I'll believe it when I see it. All right, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Bottom line, he is going to, you know, fight like we are to stop the destruction of humanity, the destruction of America, the destruction of our financial system, and so President Trump is too. So we will see what happens. You know, we're going to stay in this fight, and I know Elon will too. He's fighting really hard in Wisconsin. If any of you are from Wisconsin, get everybody out to vote, of course, for, I think his name is Brian, the one who Trump is supporting. Get everybody out because, you know, it's not a big time for voting. A lot of people don't vote right now, so we really need everyone. We do not want to lose the control of the House. All right, so another couple things that Elon was talking about in this video, I think I've shared it on our social media, just so you see, he's talking about how Doge is lightning fast for government standards. He's reconciling government databases is painful. I mean, it's just the biggest mess you ever could imagine, more than you could imagine. Pentagon loses $30 billion a year, and they don't even know where. Tesla hasn't harmed anyone. Why are they being attacked? Tesla didn't do anything. You know, they just, you know, that was just the most incredulous thing you've ever seen, right? Because wasn't it like 2 months ago, Tesla was, you know, you were a good person if you got a Tesla. Now you're a bad person. It's a little bit of a whiplash. President Trump is a good man. Why Elon criticized Mark Kelly on Ukraine. And also why we should have empathy and stop war. So I'm going to play just a little clip of some of that. Check it out.
I've yet to see him do anything mean or anything that is wrong, that I would say morally wrong. Not even once.
You know, a lot is coming your way, but sometimes you say stuff or post stuff that gets attention. You give it out, in other words. Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly posted on X about his trip to Ukraine to push for continuing to send U.S. weapons and support there, and you posted that he was a traitor. Well, why do that?
Well, I think somebody should care about the interests of the United States above the interests of another country. And sure. If they don't, they're a traitor.
Yeah, but he's a decorated veteran, a former astronaut, a sitting U.S. senator.
That doesn't mean it's okay for him to put the interests of another country above America.
Obviously, there are some Republicans who think supporting Ukraine is the right thing still, but there is a battle back and forth about how do you think it comes to an end?
Well, I think there will be a negotiated peace. And the thing that we should be concerned about is we should have empathy for the thousands of people that are dying every day in trenches, for no movement in the lines. So the borders remain the same. For the past 2 years, thousands of people have died every week for nothing. For what? And I take great offense at those who put the appearance of goodness over the reality of it. Those who virtue signal and say, oh, we can't give in to Russia, but have no solution to stopping thousands of kids dying every day. They just want that to continue forever. I have contempt for such people. I don't want to make that clear.
Yeah. So you're optimistic.
Because their virtue signaling and their lack of a solution means that kids don't have a father. It means that parents lost a son. For what? Nothing.
So you're optimistic that the...
Thank you. Thank you, Elon. I'm so thankful for him because he's telling the truth. He's trying to... All this virtue signaling, that there's virtue signaling, like 1 minute that Teslas are great and now Teslas are bad. All they do is virtue signal. Let's just talk about the true virtue, which is to find a solution to end war and all this bloodshed. And this is what we're going to keep posting about. We refuse to allow any more wars, no more bloodshed. We're not playing wars. We'll resolve it economically and diplomatically, but we're not going to have innocent people being the fodder for all these bullets and guns. No, we're not. We're not playing any of that. Mark Kelly is a traitor. He's a traitor. He's clearly doesn't love our country. He's not a man of peace. And so I appreciate Elon using his voice to get that truth out. And so we're going to help support him. We're going to help support President Trump. So anyway, I think I have that video over on the social media if you guys want to share that one. All right. So now let's go on to what's going on with RFK. Okay, so here we have all these great people coming into President Trump's administration, and it's very exciting to see the people who really are on the right track being in these positions of authority. This is what we talk about is going to happen in the millennial kingdom, is where it says there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. I can't wait until the media is actually led by, you know, good people. Now, what we are the news now. You know, so really the legacy media, the mainstream media, whatever you want to call it, they're falling off into a dark hole. And we are the news now because people are getting this truth from alternative sources, so that we have to be very, very careful, as 17 told us, to share the truth. And that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about here. There's a lot of controversy coming up, and I want to make sure that you guys know about it. All right. So, the funny thing was that RFK, I really thought he was going to come in with, like, guns blazing. I thought he was going to come in and really start to clean house day one. And so it's been odd and kind of disappointing that, you know, here we are and we just haven't seen a lot of action from him. And that's very surprising, especially when he said that for, you know, for 20 years, he prayed that the Lord would put him into a position so that he could help to save the American people from this health crisis. So here, though, we did get this. This was just yesterday. It says he's gutting the vaccine promotion and the HIV prevention offices. So that is a very good thing. There's more about that too, but I'll read this little section. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. Reportedly plans to doge the government's Office of Infectious Disease and HIV/AIDS policy by laying off the entire office staff as part of the plan to cut 20,000 HHS employees. Former director of the NIAID, Anthony Fauci, left a legacy of botched COVID and AIDS responses, including a COVID-19 vaccine that is believed to have killed many thousands. Thank you, Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. They don't mince words, do they? The Office of Minority Health, a federal agency dedicated to the health of Black people and minorities, is also on the chopping block. It has not been good for their health either. The department's webpage has already been removed from the internet. So those are some very, very positive things that are taking place that he is doing. So I appreciate that. He asks the CDC to investigate the link between vaccines and autism as childhood diagnoses skyrocket. I'm going to read to you here in a little bit about what happens in the Amish community, which does not follow the CDC guidelines, but we'll get to that in just a second. Anyway, so they're halting all these, the CDC vaccine, $240 million contract signed by the Biden administration to develop an oral COVID-19 vaccine. So all that is going bye-bye. So that's great. So I'm very, very excited about that. So then the other thing is this guy right here, his name is Peter Marks. He resigned. He says, I'm sad because we're not promoting vaccines. We're promoting conspiracy theories. And so I'll read to you what the Daily Mail says. Okay, so you have to take the Daily Mail, understand the source. Just now I was reading an article from the Gateway Pundit. Now I'm reading something from the Daily Mail, and they're saying, you know, that this is so terrible. It's chilling warning about the lack of truth and transparency over vaccines issued by the top FDA official as he sensationally quits. Okay, this guy's name is Peter Marks. He loved working under Fauci, okay? And now he's all mad and quit because he does not want to work under RFK Jr. And so he's saying that this is chilling, that we're having the lack of transparency and truth. Okay, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black, right? So this was, again, just yesterday that this happened. It says that the FDA... Food and Drug Administration's top vaccine regulator quit his post with a scathing resignation letter slamming the health secretary for valuing disinformation over truth and transparency. Peter Marks is his name. He's a long-time member of the FDA since 2012, and he sent his resignation, citing the concerning vaccine efforts of the current administration, according to the letter that was published by the Washington Post. He addressed Sarah Brenner, the acting commissioner of food, and he explained he had been willing to work with RFK, but noted truth and transparency are not desired by the secretary. So, yay. Bye. And don't let the door hit you in the what? Ever. So we're not sad for you to go. We're ready for anybody who doesn't want the truth to come out. For you guys can go ahead. It saves us the time of firing you. Right? So those are some great things. And bring it on. I want more. And so this brings up a very interesting controversy. And I wanted to make sure that you guys heard about it. And maybe watch the video that Candace put out. And so I guess this is the whole thing. I can go ahead and share this link right here so you guys can have that over in the chat. This is not the actual one from post on her site. This is someone else who shared that video. So basically, in a nutshell, someone wanted to attack Candace, all right? Candace Owens, we know, is working diligently, tirelessly to expose the powers that be. And whether it's Brigitte Macron, or whether it's the what happened with the USS Liberty, whether it's the, you know, Netanyahu, she does not mince words, and she is a very... very strong. She is able to explain things so well and succinctly and really get to the core issue. So she's doing an amazing job, and she's got like 4 million followers over on X. She's got a huge following on YouTube. Interesting that she is able to keep her YouTube. I don't understand how that can happen. I'm surprised that she still has her YouTube to this day, but leave that to the side. She had someone who was trying to attack her. And I don't remember the girl's name, but this girl was trying to attack her because they're trying to bring her down. And she was basically being asked by a handler to, I think it's Lazuli or whatever her name is, that she was trying to get this woman to put out something on her social media to try to bring down Candace Owens. Let me just tell you something. If you're going to try to attack Candace Owens, you better have your facts, and it better be something strong. It can't be that she, looked at you sideways or whatever. It has to be something very, very intentional and very serious for people to take notice of it. And so she just couldn't come up with anything. There's just nothing. She's just a lady who's just telling the truth, and they may not like it, but there's nothing that she has done that is, they can fire her. Like, she was fired from Daily Wire. She was fired, but she has clearly not missed a step, because now she has her huge following over on X and YouTube and her own CandaceOwens.com channel. So it doesn't appear that anybody cares about the Daily Wire. So she was, this girl finally said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore, because I don't have, there's nothing to go, I can go out against Candace Owens about. So I'm just, forget it. I'm not going to do it. Well, the girl, her handler, was saying, well, yeah, keep trying. Come on, you can do it. Can you just make this little tweak here and a little tweak there, and you'll make it. And she's like, I'm not doing it. I'm over it. And all of a sudden, this girl, the handler, supposedly loses her job. She ends up moving to, of all time, she moves to Malibu, which is one of the most expensive places in the country to live. She lives in Malibu. She's, and all of a sudden she's driving a car that looks like the license plate says RFK 66 something something. And so the question is, what is going on with this woman? And the scuttlebutt is that there's something going on between her and RFK. Because she was part of the MAHA movement, but now she's left, but now she's somehow, even though she's out of a job, she's got all this, living the high life. And so the question is, why is she out here trying to get Candace? Well, this is exactly how honeypots work. People are trying to bring down people like Candace Owens. The New World Order is trying to bring down Candace Owens. They're trying to bring down RFK. So it's very possible that in the next couple of weeks, we might hear something about that she and he had some kind of affair. There's some kind of pictures on the internet and some kind of whatever. My point is, and I'm not big on people not being faithful to their to their spouse. Okay. But the point is, what we have going on in our country is bigger than that, and he'll have to take that up with the Lord if he's done something, and his wife, if that is the case. As long as it's not a child, right, then I'll let them just resolve all that. My point is, we brought him in, President Trump put him in this position to save America's health, because we can have the best, Elon can save us our financial system. President Trump can bring in all these companies. We can stop all the wars. We can do all this. But if our country's health is curtains, it's over anyway. We have so many problems, so many major, major problems. And just by the who, Elon says the number one problem in America is that we are not reproducing. The world, humanity is going to die out. That's our biggest problem. And so, this is something we need RFK in there with, without being in fear of some kind of controller telling him what to do and what not to do. He's a highly skilled person. He knows how to go against them. He knows the truth about, what they've done to our health. He knows the truth about the dyes and the vaccines and all these things. He knows the truth. Plus, he knows how to deal with this. He knows all the organizations. He's been fighting them for years. And if he's had some kind of honeypot situation, we don't care. We don't care. As long as it's not a child. But if you are under their control so that you can't do the job, then I guess step out of the way and let someone else in there who can. But understand that whoever's in that position, Whether it's RFK or Pete Hegseth or whoever's in all these roles, they're going to attack. And we're going to support them. RFK, if you're listening, not that he's listening to my show, but we support you. And we want you to make America healthy again. And don't let anything that they say worry you. And we don't care what they say. We don't care. Okay. And there's going to have, if they come out and say he was with a child or something, God forbid. Okay. There's going to have to be some strong, strong evidence and not any CGI kind of baloney. So we stand behind you because we desperately need to make America healthy again. Oh, and another thing he did this week is he worked on baby formula. And got that. So that, which is terrific. But there's just so much. Like, we don't need to have anything slowing him down. And this is how they play. And maybe part of this, you guys can tell me in the chat what you think. Maybe a big part of this is just to show everyone how this blackmail works. The title literally of Candace's video was America Under Blackmail. That we're all these people, politicians and CEOs, that's the whole point of Epstein Island, is to get people under blackmail so that they're under their control. And so one other thing that I got to mention before I finish up on this topic is that, I don't know if you saw the video that Candace did with Rabbi Shmuley, and it was just, he was, by all accounts, he is a creep and he is no good. And I'm not going to go into all the detail. You can watch the video yourself. But after that video was over, RFK puts out two tweets about how great Shmuley is. Like, what? Why? What? Are you under their thumb? Is that what's really going on? Or maybe, I'm going to put this, throw us out there. Maybe is this a sting operation? I mean, you can tell by the look on her face. She's like, this is just outrageous. What is going on with RFK? Is this being used as a sting operation that he's being attacked to reveal to the world how they do, what they do? Which, you know what? He lost his father. He lost his uncle. And I've always thought he's so brave to go out and put himself in this position to do this. And is he putting himself in the, in their sight, so to speak, so that he can bring them down? I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. And I still think there's something going on with JFK. You know, I would think that if that would have happened to RFK Jr. and JFK Jr. had happened to me, there's two options. One is to hide under the bed and just live your life and not, let anything happen. Or number two, to fight them with everything you've got. I just feel like RFK Jr. and JFK Jr. are of the type that they would fight with them with everything they've got. We're going to find out. So I just want to throw all this out there for you, and to expose the Shmuleys and the Zionists and the Netanyahu's and how they have these honeypots to control the CEOs and the politicians. That's the whole point of AIPAC. That was the whole point, which AIPAC is the lobby that controls the politicians and pays them all this money, and that JFK was saying, we don't want to have this foreign country ruling, controlling our congressmen. That's the whole point of the Mossad using Epstein Island to control the people. So that has to come out. We know it. And so whatever comes out, our job will be, you can trust me on my social media, as long as I have breath, I'll keep putting stuff out on my social media so that you guys can grab it and share it so that people can connect these dots. That's what we do. All right. So is that what you think? Yeah. I love it. Yes, she did. She did. She, Finnegan, did. She read to him or quoted to him Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. She says, there are some who say they are Jews but do lie, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. This is scripture. She quoted it. So yeah, that was very impressive. She's one tough cookie. All right, so yeah, that was awesome. All right, now the next thing. On my thumbnail, I said we're going to talk about, is there a some kind of way that we could become disease-proof. Now, check this out. This man was on Tucker. You can go to tuckercarlson.com, and you can find this video of this man. And he is explaining that he did not take the jab. And so check it out.
Lucky man.
Not lucky man. T-cell man. I have a T-cell in my body that protects me from the nuclear capsid.
Where do I get one?
That trial was held up by the FDA and by Collins and Fauci.
Well, you never got COVID because your protector cells were so strong?
Not only are protector cells, if I do get COVID, the virus clears. You want to clear the virus.
Get the hell out of my body.
Get it out.
How you like that? What do you think about that, you guys? You know, I've told you before, you know, we've talked about, you know, there's going to be life extension. You know, the Bible says that we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. I've read that to you countless times, right? Haven't I? This is from Isaiah chapter 65. And so how do we achieve that? First of all, can we get all the toxins out of the food and all the toxins out of the water and the air? And he, you know, RFK knows about chemtrails, and all this has to happen. And also, how can we make our bodies basically like bulletproof, tougher? And this is one of the things that I talk about on, I have on my website, freedomforce.live/health, how you can make your body resilient and strong, help your gut, help your body to throw off any kind of diseases, and how you can make your body absorb the nutrients that you're putting into it and detox all the bad stuff out. Okay, so we talk about that. You know, we've been doing the methylene blue, which RFK was doing. And, you know, I have information about all that over on freedomforce.live/health, how you can detox your home and how you can prevent dementia and how you can, you know, prevent depression. And, you know, I've got friends who are literally bipolar, and we've been able to resolve it. I mean, people who were bleeding, and women who could not stop their periods, and we were able to stop their periods. I mean, it's amazing, right? So these things are available. And of course, the CDC will never tell you these things, and that's why we are. Like this guy right here who does the Silver Solution, which I use every day. This guy is actually in RFK Jr.'s team. Okay, so just trust the plan. No matter what happens, just trust the plan. But anyway, and know that we're going to defeat the disease, and we're going to defeat this new world order. Okay, so, but this is what he is saying. Did you hear him say, he's a T-cell man. He says, I have a T-cell in my body that protects me from the nucleocapsid. Okay? So have you ever heard the word nucleocapsid? It's the nucleic acid and surrounding protein coat in a virus. Okay? Let me read that again. The nucleocapsid is the nucleic acid and surrounding protein coat in a virus. So his T-cells are protecting him from these viruses. Okay? It's like a steel wall that the virus can't get in. And there's nowhere for it to go and get energy, an energy source, then the body just tingles it out. Okay? So very, very cool that he said this. So again, goes along with what we've been talking about. So this report was on, was it on the Tucker? I don't know. Somehow I found this, and it's talking about the truth about the vaccine. Let me see if I can find the clip of that. Okay, here we go. This is basically it. The UK government has admitted that vaccines have damaged the natural immune system of those who've been double vaccinated. It's damaged their immune system. And so bottom line, humanity has to get the immune system back. We have to get our reproductive system back. That's what I was talking about before on my health page. You know, women who, if you're not having your normal cycle, you can't get pregnant. Or even if you do, then your body is going to, it'll fail. It won't go to full term. So this is what's going on. And Elon says that's our number one biggest problem. We have to get America, get the world really, where we can maintain these pregnancies and not let humanity die out. This is the whole point, really, of COVID, okay? But President Trump would not have allowed it if he didn't know that there would be a way to get our reproductive systems going again and our bodies where we are not going to be susceptible to these vaccines. All right, so imagine being, you know, vaccine-proof, bulletproof, okay? The UK government has admitted that once you've been double vaccinated, you'll never again be able to acquire full natural immunity to COVID variants or possibly any other virus. So let's watch the real pandemic begin now. This is fear-mongering, okay? I'm reading this, but I want you guys to remember biblically what the promise is. The Lord is not going to let humanity die out, number one. And number two, we have ways to restore this. If you go onto my site, freedomforce.life/health, and you look at this one right here that detoxes the heavy metals, that's what I use every day. This can go, it's nano-sized particles that can go and cleanse this out of the cell. It goes into the cell, and so it removes this from the cell. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. So most of you are already, I think a lot of you are already taking that. Okay, so he's saying in its week 42 of this COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report, the UK Department of Health admits on page 23 that the N antibody levels appear to be lower in people who became infected after two doses of the vaccination. It goes on to say that this drop in antibodies is essentially permanent. And what does that mean? We know that vaccines do not prevent infection or transmission of the virus. Indeed, the report elsewhere shows that vaccinated adults are now much more likely to be infected than unvaccinated ones. The British now find that the vaccine interferes with the body's ability to make antibodies after the infection, not only against the spike protein, but also against the other parts of the virus. In particular, vaccinated people do not appear to form antibodies against the nucleocapsid protein, the envelope of the virus, which is crucial part of the response in an unvaccinated person. In the long term, the vaccinated are far more susceptible to any mutations in the spike protein, even if they have already been infected and cured once or more. The unvaccinated, on the other hand, will gain lasting, if not permanent, immunity to all strains of the alleged virus after being naturally infected with it even once. So our immune system is stronger with those of us who did not take it, but then the others are weaker because they took it. Okay, but what he's saying here, and I'm very interested to find out more about what he's saying, is he's got this T-cell, but the FDA, as he said, under Fauci, it was held up, that trial was held up by the FDA and by Fauci and Collins. What does that tell you? They don't want our immune system to be strong against their viruses. So this guy is living proof. Now, I like to see, I'm not going to be the first guinea pig. I don't know about you guys. I'm not doing that. But this guy was the guinea pig. And he's shown that he did not, after all, and I never realized I got COVID. But when I went and had a blood test, they said that I had had it. I guess it was such a mild case because I do all these things for my health that I didn't even notice if I was sick. But anyway, he didn't even say his body got it at all. On his blood work, it doesn't even show that he ever got it. So how cool is that? So I think this is maybe part of what's going to happen in the future so that we can live 1,000 years. What do you think? What do y'all think? So, all right. So now let's see, what else do I have? All right. So I have that for you. And I want you to hear what this man says. This was on the Vigilant Fox. He is really, really good. I really like so many of the things that he shares. And so I want you to hear what Steve Kirsch said. And I shared this just before we came on the show today, about the Amish community, how he has looked into the Amish community and they don't get any of these diseases because they do not follow the CDC guidelines. Check this out.
Let's talk about the Amish. Yesterday, I drove to Lancaster County. I drove to Amish country. I drove from house to house to house. I actually went to the house of a relative of Gideon King. He's the one person, the only known person in the Amish community who supposedly died from COVID that I'm aware of. Now, they say there may be up to 5 people in Lancaster County who died from COVID. But I was unable to get the names of 5 people. I offered $2,500 reward on Twitter. Hey, give me the names of more than 5 people in Lancaster County who died from COVID. Not a single person was able to name more than one person. They all named Gideon King. One guy. So I talked to the, I actually went to the house of Sam King, who's a relative of Gideon King, and I talked to Sam. He doesn't know if Gideon actually died from COVID or not. He died in the hospital. They think it was COVID, but maybe he died from the COVID hospital protocols. Okay? So you look at the Amish. I did the calculation. Let's say there were 5 Amish people. Because people say, I think there were maybe a few, or maybe there were 5 Amish people. But, you know, and then I asked them, okay, can you name them? And nobody can name them. But let's say that we could name them. And there were 5 Amish people who died. That means the Amish died at a rate 90 times lower than the infection fatality rate of the United States of America. The Amish died at 90 times lower rate from COVID than America.
Okay, so the other thing that they do is they do home remedies before they go to doctors. And that's what my grandmother and grandparents taught me and my mom taught me. We'd put a little methylate on it. We do whatever we've got to do before we take it to a doctor. We just don't have a lot of trust in that. So that's, again, this is why all these things that I have on the health page are holistic. They're something that you can do over the counter. You're not getting this from Big Pharma. This is something that our ancestors have used for years and years and years, proven. And so, okay, one other quick thing someone had mentioned about the detox. So even if you can't afford to do that long term, they have a sample bottle that you can use. You can click on that link over on freedomforce.live/health. I think it's right here. Yeah. And so if you go on there, I think you can get it for $13, claim your special offer, and you can just get it, even if you just do it, use it for one time, just to get it in your body and to cleanse out anything that's in there. Okay. And the bottle will last you a good while, you know, I don't know, two, three months, something like that. All right, let me see if I can click on it and get it to cooperate. Anyway, I'm not seeing it do. So let me see if I can figure out why that's, I'm going to see if I can figure out why that button is not clicking. But anyway, even if you can just afford to do it one time, I think it was like for $13, then at least to get that cleansed out of you. All right. So, now, the next thing is, did you guys see this? 12 more years. They had a meltdown. They are melting down. They can't stand the thought of it, how Trump could be president until 2037 due to a simple loophole in the Constitution. Did you guys look into this? Did you look? Okay, so this is pretty funny. Here it is. Where is it? Oh, goodness. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Here it is. Okay, so they're joking around. It's noon, and he puts his hand on the Bible, 2029. Okay, so they're saying that this is the way that it could do it. The path for Trump to serve a third term and potentially a fourth until January 37, when he would be 90 years old, is not only possible, but it's simple thanks to a glaring loophole in the amendment. Oh, and by the way, before I go into any more of this, what if President, you know, on this thing that would, that this guy took to make his T cells where they're like virus proof, you know, I'm thinking this guy's a nice guy. I have every reason to believe that he's legit, all that. But what if President Trump took it? Then I would be like, okay, I'll take it. If President Trump's like when he took the hydroxychloroquine, right? When they were saying, oh, it's bleach, it's going to kill you. And he went out, he says, I've been taken by hydroxychloroquine, right? So what I'm saying is, and you know, if he takes if he does this for his T cells, then I'd be like, okay, so I'll do it. Then I'll do it. I would do it. All right, so we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Anyway, so back to this. How could President Trump have 2 more terms while you hear the heads explode? The idea of exploiting this loophole has long been percolating in academic circles behind the scenes in Congress and in the White House, and recently among Trump's most fervent supporters. Carrying it out would not require an army of lawyers to perform arcane legal acrobatics with the Constitution. Instead, the move would hinge merely on the interpretation of the word elector. Election in the 22nd Amendment and the loyalty of one man, Vance. It would also require Trump to have enough popular support to win for a third term in the ballot box, of course. The text of the full 22nd Amendment says this: no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. The amendment was ratified in 1951, was a direct response to Frank, you know, FDR and all that. He was the only person to have more than two terms. All right. The loophole is set out in the Minnesota Law Review, co-authored by Professor Bruce Peabody. It says the twice and future president. It outlines how the amendment has been subjected to widespread misunderstanding and concludes that the idea that any twice elected president is constitutionally prohibited from serving is decidedly incorrect. We contend that the 22nd Amendment proscribes only the re-election of an already twice elected president. Get that? Now, it only says you can't be re-elected if you've been president twice. What does that mean then? The key phrase is no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. It's argued that that means a twice elected president would not be barred from later reassuming the office due to a resignation or death of another president. So basically, if Vance ran, then President Trump is his VP. He's running as a VP, and then Vance could say, okay, I'm going to resign my position, and I will have President Trump take over as the president. That's basically what they're saying. That once Vance would be sworn in, he could resign, allowing Vice President Trump to step into the office. And the same procedure could be used in multiple elections. Okay, that's just what they're saying. I just want you to be aware of what the scuttlebutt is. That's very interesting. So we'll see what happens on that. All right, so this is the next thing is TikTok's highest bidder is also a Trumpian. Okay, so and this is important for multiple reasons. Of course, I would love to have control of TikTok so it's not used to, to really harm our youth, okay, or anyone who's watching it. Okay, but TikTok has been pretty good on truth. But we need that to be a place where you can post anything except for, trying to harm someone, right? It has a free speech zone. Let's call it that. We want TikTok to be that. And, TikTok has not been a free speech zone completely. To be honest, they've been better than YouTube. They've been better than Facebook. But anyway, so on the TikTok, there are people who are wanting to buy it. And the number one bidder is someone who supports President Trump. Let me make this a little bit bigger so you can see it. So this was on Just the News, our wonderful friend over at Just the News. As the deadline for ByteDance to divest from social media platform, remember how it's required that they divest and it can't be owned by them anymore. Remember that? The current highest bidder is a stalwart Donald Trump ally with big dreams of revolutionizing social media and the user data trade. Can you imagine? Yeah, I know. I can hear it too, Marge. The liberals are screaming. If TikTok was owned by a Trump supporter, oh my goodness. But okay, so you've got, imagine that being a free speech zone at TikTok. And of course, then, the American portion that's being used in America is owned by America. And, we get all the revenue, tax revenue, et cetera, from it. All right, so that's the first thing, but he also said the user data trade. And this is maybe even more important because what do I mean by that? The AI data that they are collecting from TikTok is going to China. That is going into the China bucket of AI information, okay? We have another bucket in America, and that is Elon's bucket. Of course, maybe possibly ChatGPT. Remember how President Trump was doing some interesting things with ChatGPT and it looked like, what is he doing? He's doing something, he's doing some kind of sting. Looks like now Elon's XAI is now the biggest bucket. All that data is here. Look at Twitter. Look at Twitter. X. That is a huge bucket of data that is just going into Elon's bucket daily. As we post over there, right? And he may be getting data from Telegram. I don't know where all the data he's getting it from. But the point is, he has access to the X data, which is gigantic, and it's worldwide. And so the one who wins the data battle that has the biggest bucket of data is the one whose AI wins, okay? That's what Elon understands, and that's what he's working on. And that's why he said, you know, he didn't trust ChatGPT. And of course, we don't trust ChinaGPT, right? So, which is basically one and the same. All right. So I want you to see that. So this guy would have the TikTok data go in, I'm sure, into the America First data. Does that make sense? This is huge because it will really lock in our AI competition win. We will be the victors in the AI data bucket movement. Does that make sense? All right. So now I want you to see that. So that's really, really cool. All right. So we are almost done. Let's see. Oh, there's another thing I want you to see, that the Trump FCC announces investigation into Disney for going all in on DEI. So the FCC, Trump's FCC. Oh my goodness. He's doing so many things. Thank you, President Trump. We love you. We're so thankful to have you as our president. And so this FCC is going to get to the bottom of what's going on with Disney, and not just their DEI, but also what's happening with the children. Just trust the plan and trust Trump on that, because this is what has to happen. He couldn't do it during his first term, but now he is. And also the American people are ready. We want to make sure that the children are protected. And this whole Snow White thing, that debacle. Did you see that the girl who acted the role of Snow White, how I posted this on the social media, how she was saying, oh, you know, we don't need a man. We don't need all the. And so now nobody went to see it. The whole thing bombed. They're all upset with her because she destroyed. She, in one fell swoop, she not only destroyed this movie, she also pretty much destroyed Disney. Because now everybody's like, why am I going to go and listen to any of their woke garbage? Huge. She went to see the movie and she was the only one in the movie theater. Now, it would be very, very funny if that was a sting operation. Wouldn't that be funny if she was there just to bring down Disney? Wouldn't that be funny? Oh my goodness. Either way, whether she's a good guy or a bad guy, to bring down Disney is great. So people, you know, have in the past, just whatever Disney puts out, they just trust it and take their children to it, and not anymore. So that's super, super great. So yes, and expose the children, you know, all this happening to the children. Praise the Lord on that. All right, so let's read a little bite of Zephaniah. Do you guys love Zephaniah? I just love Zephaniah so much. I just love reading it. Look at this. Zephaniah was telling us. Thanks, Zephaniah, if you're listening from heaven. Thank you for telling us about this beautiful day and what was going to happen in this beautiful day. Check this out in chapter 3 of Zephaniah. Then I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. That's us. We live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. We live far, far away. We're going to come and present our offerings. It's not like we're physically going somewhere, but that we're all worshiping the Lord wherever we live. People, not everybody can't go to, you know, the Middle East to worship the Lord. We're going to worship Him wherever we are. And all the people's speech will be purified. What does that mean? It's a, if you remember, remember Isaiah, when he had that vision of the Lord, and he says, you know, Lord, I'm undone because I've seen the Lord high and lifted up, you know, and I'm undone. What a woe is me. What am I going to do? The Lord is holy and we are people of unclean lips. Remember that? That's in Isaiah chapter 6. We're a people of unclean lips. What does he mean by that? We just, you know, it's not about necessarily the food that we eat. Yes, but that has, you know, won't even go into all that. And yes, it's about the things that we say, but it's a place of looking at that we are God is holy and we're not. We're impure, and when he talks about the unclean lips, it's just that we, even the words that we speak indicate what's going on in our hearts and our minds, right? That's the problem, is, you know. Like them, you've heard of saying before, you know, if you want people to think you're wise, just keep your lips closed. Keep your mouth shut. And but the moment people open their mouths, then you start to realize where they're coming from. These people who are out there on the streets, you know, just the dumbest things in the world come out of their mouths, right? You're like, oh my goodness, they're people of unclean lips, impure lips. So the Lord will purify the speech. He's going to purify the lips, purify the speech, because our hearts will be cleansed. Our heart, our minds will be changed. We'll be able to think the way God thinks. Okay, that's what's going to happen all over the world. And we're already seeing it. You know, yes, we're here together, and all the, these people who've joined the MAGA movement, everybody is joining together to, you know, to understand the truth and to speak the truth. This MAGA movement is gigantic worldwide. And it started really, I think, with 17. But anyway, I'll purify the speech of all people so that everyone can come worship the Lord together. Wherever you live, you could be in Venezuela, you could be in Colombia, you could be in Nicaragua, you can be in China, you can be in South Africa. Please, Lord, save South Africa. What a mess that is. They literally need their speech purified. This is awful, the things that are coming out of their mouth. Anyway, my scattered people will live who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings on that day. You will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. I'll remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. No more haughtiness. Haughtiness is where it's a this pride of I can make decisions and I can choose. You know, I don't need God to tell me what is the right thing. I don't need him to tell me, you know, that there's two genders. I don't need him to tell me what's right and what's wrong. That's that haughty spirit. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. No more, he's saying. There will only those who will be left will be the lowly and humble. For it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. It's like, well, what's going to happen to all these people? Are they going to be, you know, killed? What's going to happen? The point is, as it said here, I will purify the speech of all the people, so that everyone can worship the Lord together, is because their hearts will be changed. Now, there will be some that will be removed, clearly. The evildoers will be removed, okay? The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies. They will never deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Who loves some Zephaniah? Who loves some Zephaniah? Thank you, Zephaniah. I love it. I love it. This is, again, one of the minor prophets. And I'll give you $50. Who tells me that they can? I'm not really going to give $50. I might have run out of money. But you know, who has heard a sermon from Zephaniah in church? Anybody? Have you ever? Never. You know, and I'm just like, why did we not ever focus on Zephaniah? It's just so, so great. And it's so hopeful. It gives you so much hope about what the Lord is doing right now and what we're going to see for this 1,000 years of peace. Again, this is what is the premise of these books that I've talked about, that end times in 1,000 years of peace. If you, like I said, if you haven't read it, you can get it for $2.99. You can share it with people over here on Amazon. I'll share this link over on the chat. But anyway, this is the promise. And also the major clues. These are the minor prophets who told us about this beautiful day that is coming. And it's just, I'm so thankful to now love these minor prophets. I just love them to pieces. As much as I love the Decode of Revelation, I probably love the minor prophets even more. I'm just, because it just gives me so much hope that this is going to happen. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. Now, when I talk about the remnant of Israel, don't think about a little country in the Middle East. We are Israel, those who have the same faith as Abraham. As it says in Galatians 3:26, those who have the same faith as Abraham are the children of Abraham. These are the true Israelites, those who have the same faith, okay? Not the people who do all this set cult stuff. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch the video I did yesterday about, you know, the harlot, okay? This set cult with the child sacrifice, all that, this is not who we are. Of the same faith as Abraham, where we worship the Lord, not demons. We don't worship demons. All right, so I wanted you to hear also about the remnant. He scattered us like remnants, little piece here and a little piece there and a little piece there and a little piece over here, all over the world. This is what it's talking about. The remnants are little pieces that he scattered us all over the world. Those are the remnants. If you've ever made a dress, you know that you've got the the part that makes the dress, and then you have the little remnants, the little pieces that are left over. Those are called remnants. Anyway, the remnant of Israel, the scattered tribes of Israel, the scattered people all over the world who love the Lord will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. Uh-oh, goodness gracious, what have I done? What is going on? Why is the... What's going on, Scotty 7688? Why do we see this alarm? What is the alarm? What is going on? What is the alarm? Does anybody know what's going on? Why do I see the alarm going on? I don't understand. What's that about? Anyway, so can somebody tell me if there's something wrong? Can y'all hear me? Are you guys hearing me? That's, yeah, something's fishy. I don't understand what's going on. That, if there's a problem, let me know. All right. Anyway, so sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Oh, okay. Then let's just get rid of that. That's not going to work. That's just going to have to go. All right. So let's see. All right. So that's that. All right. Sorry about that. All right. So now sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart. With all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Won't we though? Won't we though? When everybody understands the truth, when we no longer, I mean, we're already getting a little taste of it here every day. We're getting, you know, the border is secure and we're no more wars and, you know, our finances being set right and all these things. So it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so, so, so thankful. But we, you know, we're, imagine when we have the fullness of the kingdom come, his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Won't it be wonderful when everybody knows the truth about end times? Oh, it'd be so great. It'd be so great when everybody knows that we've entered into the golden age, which is 1,000 years of peace on earth. This is, and it's just going to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. I'm going to read it again because I love that verse. This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15. The Lord himself, back up. The Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. The Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over. And you'll never again fear disaster. Oh, praise the Lord. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, and with his love he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Isn't that wonderful? Who loves Zephaniah 3? Yay! Thank you, Lord, for Zephaniah 3. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. I will deal severely with those who have oppressed you. I will save the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who were chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles wherever they've been mocked and shamed. On that day, I will gather you together again and bring you home. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction. No more deplorables, no more garbage. We're going to have a name of distinction. I kind of think Trumpian is a good name of distinction, right? Don't you guys think? Enemy among all the nations of the earth, and as I restore your fortunes before their very eyes, I, the Lord, have spoken. How about that? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? I love it. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for this promise. Thank you so much, Lord, for this promise. All right, I guess that's it. Our time has gone completely. I'm trying to stay within an hour, and I never do, but I know you guys don't mind. All right. Yes. All right. So we'll I'll be over on the chat. So the Charlie Ward has on March 19th broadcast. It's not Elon that's behind Doge. He's nothing more. Okay. I don't know. That's an interesting thing. Well, I see what you're saying. If Elon does step down, he will. They can continue with the Doge. They don't necessarily need Elon there. So okay, if that's what he's saying, that makes sense. Okay. All right. I think that's it. Okay. All right. So now, yeah, the whole thing, they're all going to have a meltdown when they realize that there's nothing else that they can do. And right now they're trying to do this war, but we're not going to play it. We're just not. And so just keep out there sharing, everybody. All right, y'all ready? We're going to pray, and then we're going to go. All right, let's go. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you for this amazing promise, as you said in Zephaniah, that you will live among us and that we'll never again fear disaster. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our wonderful president and all these on the front lines. We thank you for the great patriots who are out here sharing the truth. Thank you for the Freedom Force Battalion. We thank you for all these ones in the cabinet with President Trump, all the ones who are fighting so hard for the truth. Lord, we just ask that you would not let any of the tricks and traps of the enemy thwart any of the things that we're trying to do, that we're trying to get accomplished to make everyone healthy and make America wealthy and bring peace into the world. We pray that everything that they attempt will just completely fall to the ground. It will completely shatter. It will be a bomb like Snow White movie. Not like a real bomb, but like the Snow White movie, that nothing that they do will come to any fruition. It'll all fall to the ground. We praise you and we thank you that you are the king of the world. We thank you that you are setting everything right in this world, and that, like you said in Zephaniah, we'll never again fear disaster, and it will have a name of distinction. We're interested to see what that name is going to be. But until then, we just trust that you're going to guide us into what to share, guide us into all truth, guide us on what to click on and to listen to, what to spend our time on, guide us on what to put in our bodies, protect us, Lord, from anything harmful to our bodies, and help us to detox and to get everything, our bodies, where we can be resilient against any of their attempts to harm our bodies. And thank you that you've guided us all this way, all so far, and that you've also brought us together in this channel. And I just pray you just help us to get the truth out about end times. Thank you for my battalion, who just helps me so much just to get this truth out there, so that people understand how beautiful our future is, how glorious our future is, the golden age. Thank you so much, Lord, that you bought this. Thank you for Easter, that you bought this for us when you died on the cross, and that you rose again, and that you said that you will, that your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven because of what you did for us. We praise you and thank you. Then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. And we praise you and love you. And we pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I love you. Love you too. Thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. I guess it's time to go. It's time, as always. And I'm going to try not to cut it out too quick, because I always do it where I shut it down too quick. Maybe I won't do it this time. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.